Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, already in progress.
Welcome to the Healing School. Praise the Lord. We've had one of these every second Saturday for many years here, and we see the Lord do some awesome things in this place. He is the healer, and the healer is in the house today. I brought him with me, just in case you didn't bring him with you. I brought him with me. Did you bring him with you too? Okay, Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? But all you got to do is believe. Believe, just like these pictures I was just showing y'all about my granddaughter. That's amazing that has been 15 years ago when that little girl was killed in a car wreck. You know, to walk into Cook's Medical Center, a social worker met me first, and she told me, she said, "Sir, I'm sorry. Your wife and your daughter is deceased, and your granddaughter is on life support. And when they pull the life support, she will decease also." I'd just be the first to tell you that the way my daughter and my wife is tore up, I don't have the faith to call them back from the dead. Faith is limited. You know that? Everybody's at a different place with their faith. But I thought, great faith. But it's awful to think about a human being, how we get tore up in car wrecks. I'm not even going to tell you what happened to my wife, but she was in pieces. Yeah, in pieces. You know, so it's terrible to think that what can happen to a body. And it's all because of we don't pay attention. You know, we don't walk with God. You know, and we have all these problems. And, you know, just give you an example of what I'm talking about here. This last week, one of the men that works with me and myself, we were going out toward 635 up here on 407. We got right over here to the top of the hill, and the traffic was all stopped right there. So we pulled around, went back up on the hill, and got up on the top so we could see what was going on. And there's construction up there, so there was a truck with a trailer behind it, and had a pipe on it or something, and he was turning to the right to go into that Church of Christ up there so that they could unload their truck. And as he's slowing down with the signal and everything to turn in, there is a lady coming over the hill in her car, and obviously, now I can't say for sure, I'm guessing she's texting. But all I can say for sure, she ain't watching the road. So she's driving 50 or 55 miles an hour, and she's approaching a truck with a trailer that's slowing down and turning right. So when she finally does look up and sees this truck, she realizes she's way too fast and way too close. So she slams on the brakes, and you can see the skid marks in the middle of the road. When she started sliding, she sees she's not going to make it. She's going to hit that trailer right in the rear end, so she pulls out to the left into oncoming traffic. And there happened to be a car with another lady in it coming 50, 55 miles an hour. So they hit headlights to headlights. And then behind that, does anybody know how far behind you're supposed to follow when you're driving? At least one car length for every 10 miles an hour of speed. So if you're driving 50, you need 5 car lengths between you and the car in front of you. Now, how many people do that? Not very many. You're looking at one. I've been doing that a long, long time because I learned this lesson the hard way a long time ago, but the average person doesn't. And the lady that was behind the one that was going that way when that other one pulled out and hit headlights to headlights, there's another car, just a couple of car lengths right behind her driving 50 miles an hour. And when she hit that other one, headlights to headlights, guess what happened? Is a sudden stop. And so the one that was a couple of car lengths behind, she ain't got no way close to time to stop. So she hits the brake, but just barely. And she runs right into that other lady right on the rear end and spins out and goes sliding down the highway. Now you got 3 cars and 3 women all tore up, all because of number one of them wasn't paying attention to the road. She pulled out in the wrong place and hit the other one headlights to headlights. Then the one behind her was driving way too fast, too close, and so she hit. So we got multiple errors here, multiple errors. And then, of course, just a matter of a minute or two, they hit right in front of the police station, so it didn't take the cops long to get there. And then it didn't take long for the helicopter to get there because they got one over at Denton, and so that helicopter come over at CareFlight and picked up at least one or two of those ladies and took them to the hospital. I thought to myself, that's exactly the way we are with the Word of God. God gave us an owner's manual to live by. He told us exactly what to do, and we don't even read it. Most of you, I would not even dare to ask you to how many of you to hold up your hand. How many of you read the Bible one time through at least this past year? Now, don't hold your hand up, because I don't want to intimidate you, because I know most of you have not. God didn't tell you to read that book. You know what he told you to do? He told you to study that book. Is there a difference between studying and reading?
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Big difference. I found that out, too, when I went to college. I found that, or high school even.
Right.
If you just read, you don't get much. But if you really study, you might get a little more. That's why God told us. He said, study my word. Study my word to show yourself approved unto me. Study. Then we get like this. We get sick and afflicted, and we hear there's a healing school somewhere that I can go to that I can get healed. And then you come over here, and we begin to tell you what we've learned, what you got to do. And you know what so many people don't want to do? This is too hard. You mean I got to study the Bible? You mean I got to go home and read the Bible? You mean I got to worship God or I'm not going to get healed? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you'll do what I tell you, and Jeff tells you, and Dave tells you, if you'll do what we tell you, you will get healed. In fact, the other day when we were on Sid Roth, one of the ladies called Jeff, one of our associate pastors, and said, what percentage of the people that Pastor Thurman prays for gets healed? And he says, all of them. She said, all of them? He said, all of them that do what he tells them. And said, he gives you instructions from the Word of God. So if they do what God says, how many of them get healed, Jeff? All of them. But did God say that in his Word? Yes, he said, if you repent of how many sins? All. So what do you think he meant when he said repent of all sin? What do you think he meant? Do you think he means that?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you repent of all sin, now then when you repent of sin, does that mean you can leave here and go do it again?
No.
Oh, you've got that down pat, don't you, girl? In other words, if you've been living with your boyfriend out of wedlock and you repent today and you want to get healed, you better not go back to that house with that boy.
No.
Because if you do, now then you know the truth because you heard it here. And if you go and move back in with him or you go have sex with him again, you in big trouble. I mean, big trouble. And we see people that do that. In other words, when I was up in Michigan this last couple of weeks ago, one of the men up there, he had a problem with his knees. And then the problem with his knees, I told him, I said, do you have any children? He said, yeah, I got 4 sons. I said, how are you getting along with them? He said, real good, except for one. He said, that one, me and him don't get along hardly at all. And I said, how long has it been since you talked to him? He said, 4 years. 4 years. Do you think God wants you to go 4 years without talking to your son? No, absolutely not. So I told him, I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I got a problem with both knees. I have really hard trouble walking. I said, and God put that curse on you from Deuteronomy 28 because you're not loving your son. I said, now you want to get healed? He said, yes. I said, okay, you got to repent and make God a promise, you will get right with that boy, and you'll start talking to that boy. I said, will you do that? He said, yes. Before the evening was over, he came to me and said, Pastor, the pain's getting less and less all the time. He said, you know what? I've decided after listening to you, we serve a mean God. I said, well, I don't understand what you mean by that. I could take that lots of ways. He said, he's a God that means what he says and says what he means. What, do you think that's true? I do too. So if he told you to walk in love with everybody, what did he mean?
He
mean
walk in love.
He mean walk in love. Now you have a choice, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
If you walk in love, he'll bless your socks off.
All right.
If you don't, he's going to curse your socks off, and he's going to make you sick and afflict you, and almost nobody believes that God's the one that does this. But it's written in the book. It's written in the book. Isn't it amazing how simple the Word of God is? Really. I'm going to start off with something. I'm going to show you a scripture. Under the new covenant, every church that you go to has this in their Bible every Sunday. And we got sick people in every church I've ever been to. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference, you know, what church it is, what denomination it is. They got sick people. Well, the other day, I had a pastor call me, and he said, I got to tell you what happened in my church. He said, I've been listening to your teaching for about 6 years now. And he said, you have really changed my attitude about healing for the body of Christ. And he said, I teach it a little in my church, but not a lot, but I teach it a little. So he said, the other day, one of the ladies in my church, she came down with breast cancer. So he said, instead of coming to me and to the Lord, she goes to the doctor. Well, now that's what most people do. You know, when you get a lump in your breast, you're a woman, And all of a sudden you see this thing, it starts getting bigger every day. Most people, because of what we teach in church, most people never think about coming to God for healing. So where do we go to? To the doctor. Of course, that's what most churches will tell you. That's why God made doctors. No, that's not why God made doctors. God made doctors because he knew the people was not going to have any faith, and if he didn't give them something, they were all going to die. So, you know, so he made doctors as a backup. So anyway, this woman with her breast cancer, she goes to the doctor. And of course, the first thing they always do with breast cancer with a doctor is either give you chemo or radiation. Now then, you know, if you know anything about medicine, a chemo treatment, the average chemo treatment costs somewhere between $20,000 and $35,000 a treatment. Did you know it was that expensive? Most people don't. $20,000 to $35,000 for a chemo treatment. So they give you four, five, or six of those over a six-month period. And then this particular lady, it put her in remission. So she was happy. But the doctor told her, said, ma'am, come back in 6 months and let us check you and see what kind of shape you're in. Now then, most people don't know that there's a cause for her to be sick. You know, if sickness comes upon you, you've done something that God doesn't like. And he puts sickness upon you. And most people don't believe that either. But let me tell you, he does. I can prove it to you, and I will before this is over. So anyway, in 6 months, she went back to the doctor to be checked, and the doctor run a test. She said, we were on the fifth floor. And she said, when he came out and said, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but your breast cancer has come back with a vengeance, and it looks like you only have a few weeks left to live, and it's over. She said, I wanted to just open the door on the side of that glass building and just jump out from five floors up and kill myself. But she said, I thought, no murder has eternal life, so that means I'd have to go to hell. So I decided it ain't worth it. So she said, I thought I'd go to my pastor and see what he said. Now, that's the first intelligent thing she's done, right? So she goes to her doctor, to her pastor, and says, Pastor, I've been diagnosed with my breast cancer coming back, and they say I only have a few weeks left to live. She says, what do you suggest that I do? He said, well, I've been listening to Thurman's tape for 6 years. He clearly says that the Word of God says that the curse causeless cannot come to rest, Proverbs 26:2. So if the curse causes cannot come to rest, there's got to be some kind of a reason that this sickness has come upon you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.